You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Happy Wednesday to you. Isn't this a great time of year, though? I mean, this is summer.
You know why we feel so good? Because we're one day away from a three-day weekend.
Well, that too.
You know what? Yes. I mean, you really, there's an extra bounce in the step. This is, and the weather's perfect.
But it's
going to be. It is.
Okay, I'm gonna make a wager.
All right. Well, you're 40 behind, just for the record. But anyway, go ahead.
$5. $5 bet to the fund here. Ready? Okay. 65 in downtown Green Bay, 70 in Appleton, 68 in Oshkosh. Winds in Green Bay from the south-southwest at 5 to 7 miles an hour.
South southwest at what again?
5 to 7.
This says from the west at 6. So you're right in there.
That's okay. Right in there.
We'll take her. That's a good start to the day. Michael says, good morning, gentlemen. Beautiful day in Madison. Michael, did you go out at 4 o'clock this morning and do whatever you do? I've never done anything at 4 o'clock except
go to the bathroom.
Drive home. I don't know. Good morning, everybody, says Vicky. Hello, everybody. Who else is out there on this beautiful Wednesday heading into the 4th of July? Yeah. This is just awesome. This is a good time to do whatever. Happy birthday, Margot Robbie. No, that can't be. Oh, yeah, Margot Robbie. I was thinking, who is the one in Batman that went a little...
You're talking about Superman, Margot Kidder.
Yes.
Yeah, she went a little nuts.
What did I say?
You said Batman.
Oh, so close.
So close. Michael says, yes, swimming this morning.
Wow. I'm going to get one of those, those Michael Phelps things.
The reverse
What's
wave?
That?
Yeah, the reverse wave thing. So you're always going against the current, like. I'm going to get one of those for my Navy SEAL training. Today is UFO Day. Todd, you a believer?
Yeah, I am.
I will say this. I still think, did you see this most recent thing? It's like somewhere, and I don't even know how they judge this. Some people are so smart. There's this thing that like 50 billion light years away from us, they found this planet that's a huge lake.
No.
Yeah.
It's all frozen out there.
No, it's not. This one isn't. They even think there's trout in it.
You know, it's funny, John. I'm kind of keep up on the news a little bit. I have not seen that story.
We follow different things.
Yeah, I guess we do. Okay. Do you know how far a light year is?
Yeah.
Okay. And there's water?
Yeah. Like, but more water.
There's other suns out there, right?
Yeah,
I mean, our sun is not the only sun.
There's more water in that lake, okay, than all of our oceans put together and everything.
Interesting.
Yeah. Very, very, very. I got some time this holiday. I'll
look it up.
I'm going to. I got
look it up.
I sit at the beach. I won't listen to.
Yeah.
You know my
podcast.
No, I won't listen to podcasts.
There
I will
go.
Read up on your. Okay, good.
I just saw this. GJ 1214B. It's located 40 light years away. It's known as Water World, with exotic forms of water like hot ice and superfluid water. So it is a thing.
Can you give me a bell, please?
How did
give
we,
a bell. Just, could you keep it down so we can hear the bell? Can we? Is it too much to ask?
How
we can hear the bell.
We just,
there's
okay,
also
I don't, okay. We don't have time. How did we get that far?
TOI 1452, 100 light years away. It's considered a strong candidate to be an ocean planet.
They've actually seen dolphins.
What's the source on that, Todd?
That would be your scientists. That is Smithsonian. And here's
okay,
the thing.
I'm way out.
The story about the 40 light years water came out in 2012. So it's been known since 2012, Jim.
Hey, you know what else is cool? Did you see what they're finding in that big cave in Kentucky? Mm-mm. Sharks.
Wow.
Prehistoric sharks.
Oh, wow.
In this big cave
in Kentucky.
So they were here.
Isn't that cool? Yeah. 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 And there's another guy in, where was it, with a metal detector somewhere in England, found all kinds of Roman. He found a Roman slipper when the Romans overtook England, and they marched all the way through. They found a Roman slipper on the trail. Is that amazing?
It's
like cool. Perfectly preserved.
Wow.
My next career, I'm going into archaeology like you can't even believe.
That
I am.
Your next lifetime.
My next lifetime.
Yeah. That is cool. Oh, and then when you find it, the value is unbelievable.
Yeah, well, yes and no. It's like if you were off the coast, if you were scuba diving or snorkeling off the coast of Florida, and you stumbled upon a chest with gold baboons, the state takes that. They won't let you have it.
Well, that's international waters, though, right? But I'm talking about like that Sioux, right? That lady in South Dakota, the dinosaur. She must look back and like when she sold that for $3 million. Remember, right?
Oh, I don't remember this one.
I don't remember that one, but.
If you found a dinosaur, would you let it go for $3
million? I don't know I don't know what I'd do. That'd be cool. Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, you could probably live on $3 million for the rest of your life, right?
I think I'd live well. I'd be in the UP paying $160 a month rent.
You could probably live
really
well.
There's a trailer in Trenary.
You could live really well on that.
Absolutely.
That's what you're
paying
for, right?
I'd buy a used truck.
You could.
One door would be a different color than the others.
You could.
Yeah.
$1 million isn't what it used to be, but $3 million, you'd have to still.
Depending where you are. Downtown Chicago, the Gold Coast, not so much.
Yeah. But anyway, that would be a cool thing, but I wonder how long you would do that. Until it's like, it's like trying to be an actor, you know, and say, look, I'm giving it up. Like, we do it for 2 years or something, because you got to find something.
I'm going to be honest with you. Another thing I'm thinking about doing when I retire is moving to Hollywood, or at least spending some time in Hollywood, and trying to get bit parts.
Oh, John, you know how many? No.
I could be a character actor.
Yeah, and you know how much you're going to make being a character actor? You know, what is the minimum?
Wage?
Yeah. You get your.
Or even an extra?
What card is that?
I would be a phenomenal extra. I would do something to get
standing
noticed.
In line all day for 6 months.
Could
work. People show up.
All it takes is one shot. One shot. One shot. Today is also Made in the USA.
And you're so patient to stand around and have nothing happen.
I struck up a conversation. Sports Journalist Day. Oh, that's very cool.
That's cool. That's you.
Disco Day.
Even better.
Okay, can I be honest with you? That's the only type of dancing I've ever done.
I could see that.
And me too. It's funny. That could have gone right by, and we all kind of like, oh, hey, he did do that.
Because he did. You know why?
Because you like the clothes.
You didn't have to move your feet.
You could just dance around.
Just kind of.
Yeah.
I don't need to see this.
No? I need more of that.
Is that? Let's see. You'll be playing that at your reunion Wednesday.
Yeah,
right?
There you go. Yeah.
Okay, we need video. All right.
All right.
Yes, we do.
Me and the lunch lady?
Wow.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's... you can tell I said that.
Who, Jose Canseco, 61. Jerry Hall, 69. Brett the Hitman Hart, 68. Brett the Hitman Hart came with us to Walter Reed Hospital.
Nice.
And we brought a bunch of Packer jerseys, and David Marinus, of course, from the Washington Post, was there, and he was good friends with... The Hitman. I think he was doing a book with him or something, whatever. And I thought, okay, well, that's fine. I'm fine, too. You know, but look at this. We got Packer jerseys with A.J. Hawk's wife and Aaron Cannon's wife.
She's great.
When these guys, and I know I've told this story, when they saw Brett the Hitman Hart walk in, they would start screaming. Like,
really?
It was like a teenage girl. They couldn't believe it. Pro wrestling, whatever you want to say about it, or, you know, with that love, the people that are fanatical about that sport are so fun. I don't know of sports fans that are more loyal to their people than pro wrestling fans. That's the honor. I mean, to the point where nurses had to come in and tell the guys to calm down. Mm-hmm. They were so excited about meeting him.
That's cool. Yeah.
There's something about that aura.
And that's what, you know, we'd kind of like to get that back a little bit, too. That is where it was. It wasn't the sport. It was the character.
Yes. Yeah, yes.
Or the person, I should say.
Yes. What else you got here? Good morning, says Luann. Hello, Luann. Meet the Press podcast does not cover UFOs and aliens.
That's
Brian.
Okay, he's kind of defending me a little bit. That's why I missed that. You don't think he is? What?
He's asking a question. You mean you can't follow UFOs and aliens on your Meet the Press podcast on Sunday mornings, Jim?
Oh, okay, I missed that. All right. This is true, what Terry just said. Do you remember this? You must.
Absolutely.
Of course you were. You were right in the middle of that.
I was doing my internship at KNBC TV, no, KPNX TV in Phoenix, Arizona.
Big difference. KNBC, big call letters.
Big difference. And I remember that disco demolition. That would have been the summer of 79.
No. Wasn't that 80?
I think it was 79.
Steve Dahl did that, right?
Yeah.
I think that was 80.
I don't know. John Travolta Mino.
July 12th. 1979.
Wow. Okay.
So I have an idea. The 12th is, well, it's a Saturday. Maybe we do a special day.
Hey, I got, okay,
that was huge.
I got to tell you something. Okay. So you mentioned Steve. Okay. So Civic just bought a bunch of radio stations in the UP.
Correct. Five stations. I think one's in Wisconsin. The rest are in, one's in Iron River.
One
Wisconsin.
Of them, when they started up, WUPY Radio.
Yep.
Okay. Whoopi Radio in Ishpeming. And
this is Ontonagon. Same thing?
Well, that might be where the license is.
Gotcha.
The studio was in Ishpeming.
Yeah. Okay, right, that makes sense.
But anyway, one of their first people became one of the biggest names in broadcasting. His name was Jason Jennings.
Okay.
And he became huge with corporate radio and sales and how to make $1 billion and everything like that. Oh. And he started as like a weekend disc jockey at that station. But I'll never forget this. He wanted to be one of those guys, and he recently passed away, or the last few years. But you, like Duke Wright, you mentioned the name Jason Jennings, and it was unbelievable how big it was.
And he started up there?
He started up there. But here's the story. My brother, when George Wallace came to town campaigning in what, 74, 72, 73?
That was, 72. Early 70, yeah.
Okay. Well, my brother was a deputy sheriff, and he had to be like one of his bodyguards. Okay. It was like the next week, Wallace got shot by that guy. But one of my brother's other things, he had to leave the governor to go take this guy, this reporter, who's climbing over the fence to get to, you know, one of the things. And it was Jay Jennings. My brother had to pull him down from the fence. But anyway, just so when I hear Whoopi Radio, that's what I think of. And he became a huge name. You should look him up, Todd. Jason Jennings in radio. One of the biggest names in the country.
To get big, he did that. For self-promotion? Climbing over the fence? Yeah.
Okay. That was those days.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Remember the news people tried to do, all the radio
it's all about
tried
them.
To exactly. Yep. Do something over the top.
So did he...
And by the way, Brian says, Jim, no, I wasn't defending you. Make no mistake. I wasn't defending you. Yeah. Also, Richard Petty, 88 today. Old school, good guy. One of those guys was never too big for the meat. You know, because he started out... One of my favorite Richard Petty stories is his dad was a big racer, okay? Mm-hmm. And those were in those days where they used to have these unbelievable fights, like, in the pits. And I think it was Cale Yarborough, who was one of my I used to be a huge NASCAR fan back in the day. Cale Yarborough and Richard Petty's dad got in a fight, okay? Richard Petty's mom hit the guy across the head and knocked him out. With her purse, okay? True story. Wow. It's a true story. With her purse. They said to her, Miss Petty, we got to be honest with him. We heard rumors you had a bottle of whiskey in your purse. That's what knocked him out. And she said, young man, I am a Southern Baptist. I have never touched a lick of liquor in my entire life. That is so insulting and demeaning. I'm going to sue you for that. Then somebody else said, Miss Petty, I also heard a report it may have been a handgun. She said, I have no comment on that. Now that's old school racing. All right, we got to set a quick break. We had a great lineup for you, man, including a guy that's going to do what I'm planning on doing, a 24-hour ultra marathon on Washington Island. We got a lot of good stuff coming up. Stay with us.
All the ladies were treating me right. Moving my feet to the disco beat. How in the world could I keep my seat?
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Come on to the mayor here on a beautiful Wednesday morning. Once again, 65 in Green Bay, 70 in Appleton, 68 in Oshkosh. National Disco Day. Let us know what your best disco memories are back in the day. And by the way, that song, Rick D's?
Yeah.
Back when DJs used to put out records.
Big hit for him.
Huge hit for him. Huge hit for him. It's phenomenal. When we had Mike Stevpak on, we talked about that. I'm trying to think the name. Was it Shabooms? One of the places in Green Bay that was the... So we're like you people from Two Rivers.
Yes.
Do you guys have a disco?
You know, we're kind of like... No, I think we just went to like bars. I don't remember discos there.
You know what?
Did you go to Yvonne Ron's? That was like
I've never heard of it.
Okay.
No, what was the place? Okay, there was places in Manitowoc that were 18-year-old bars or something.
Oh, yeah.
So what were those? Could you get beer?
Yeah.
At that point, you could have beer if you were 18, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, then why did they have beers or why did they have bars specifically for like 18-year-olds?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but I think this is more in my time. When they changed the law from 18 to 19, they were still 18-year-old bars or something.
That's what I mean. I've had people mention that. It was an 18-year-old bar. But it seemed like it was only for like it was almost like a NCO club, like in the military, where it's like no officers, no people below, just this one certain age bracket.
No, that wasn't me. When I was 18, you could drink. And then it went to 21, I don't know, 8 years later or something like that?
Went to 19 first in Wisconsin and then switched to 21. But you probably maybe weren't living here at the time,
wasn't
right?
Wasn't here. Nope.
Okay.
18, though, that's... What is it now? Is it 18 now?
No, it's 21.
That's what I thought.
It was 18. It turned 18 when I was in high school.
Right.
Yeah.
That's young, though.
That's young.
Can you imagine being that person whose birthday was just one birthday off and you had to wait a whole year to go out?
Yeah. Because my first day, I went up to visit Mesabi Community College on my 18th birthday, and the coach took me out to drink.
Really, the coach?
Yeah.
Wow. That's great.
I know.
Oh, God, that's great.
And that's when I've told you this story. I threw up green beer, and I've never had a thing for green beer ever since. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
my 18th birthday, coach got me hammered. True story. And anybody else that's ever attended Mesabi State Junior College, they will know the coach I'm talking about. Pepper. Yeah.
That's the initiation? Did he do that with all kids or did he just have some for you?
I think pretty much everybody.
Wow.
Yeah. He would take me on recruiting trips and we'd stop at like 6 bars on the way back. Yeah. Isn't that crazy when you think about that?
Yeah, did it end there, John? I worry about people who we were just talking about. Well, whatever.
Grooming. Different story. No. Hey, Brewers, they got a split doubleheader today.
They do because they had a call last night.
I didn't know they were going to play that one today. That's awesome. Yep. Cool. 11:35 and 5:35 on WISS. That's very cool.
Fun.
I love it. I love it a lot. We had a bunch of. Do we have some other people to say hello this morning? I think we got rid of them.
No, that was
okay.
That was
got them all. Okay,
I was going to tell you, I Cardinal sin last night. So I was at Elkhart Lake, right? And I was driving home, and I had to get gas at Quick Trip, you know. And
oh, I know what you did.
Uh oh,
what'd you grab?
I did. I went inside.
Yeah,
I have not been in a Quick Trip. It's got to be 6 weeks, but I made the mistake of going in.
Well,
John, you know what they have there? I haven't been in there.
I can tell you their whole menu. I can tell you which days they're half price.
No, I even said to the lady. This is a nice store. You know, that's how long it's been. They haven't done anything to it. They have, it was $4.49. It's on special. A double chicken breast sandwich.
Yeah.
Do you have that?
I feel like I'm eating more healthy than the Angus burger.
I know. I passed on that. That wasn't on sale, though.
Okay. I'm going to tell you something. I got more willpower than you because I haven't done that at Quick Trip for quite some time.
I know. We talked about that. And
I
felt
bad. Will say this, though.
I felt bad.
Did lose my way at Circle K yesterday.
What did you do
before? I had a big
pizza?
Old burger.
Oh, yeah, burger.
They've got Circle K is good stuff.
Those truck stops are good. They just
I know. They have upgraded food so much. I just wish they don't all have soup anymore.
Oh,
I used to like gas station soup.
Yeah, it's too hot for soup. Why did you go in? To get food? See, I was
to get a soda. I literally stopped in to get a soda.
I wasn't going to go in. I mean, I
and a loaf of bread. I needed a soda and a loaf of bread.
As soon as I walked through the door, it was like the alcoholic walking into the bar. I knew I was going to buy.
I wish I could say no.
I did walk. You know how you go behind there's the fresh vegetables and a hard-boiled egg?
Yeah. What'd you grab?
No, I did nothing. I just walked
by.
Walked right by.
Yeah.
I had every intention though of not buying
me too
that food.
I could not do it.
Yeah,
I could not.
I'm never doing that again.
I could not do it. New movie idea: Indiana John and the Inevitable Doom. Indiana John unearths a disco ball in a pristine leisure suit with bell bottoms, and then proceeds to spill his coffee all over the leisure suit.
Wow,
Sparky!
Put some thought into that.
Maybe he used ChatGPT like we were talking about this morning.
I saved up all my money working at the Holiday gas station up in Minnesota one time, so I could buy a jean leisure suit.
That was happening.
That was a happening thing back in those days.
That was.
Bell bottoms?
Oh, yeah.
Did they have bell?
Yeah. They didn't make any other kind, did they? Any other pants?
No. That's.
You know what I'll never forget? First day of high school. One of my first days of high school. And I'm coming over from the Catholic school where you had to wear dress pants every day and, you know, leather. And I go to the public school for the first time. And they were allowed to wear jeans. And I'll never forget this, standing in the lunch line, and every other guy is wearing bell-bottom jeans and kind of whatever. And I'm still wearing my dress shoes from the Catholic school type stuff. And it's like, oh, did I feel a lot of stink here.
Yeah, that's good through public schools. They did a lot of leeway.
Man, I couldn't believe
it. So this, what Terry said is true, too. Quick Trip?
Yeah. They put the donuts, the sweet rolls right near the cash register so it's easy to grab.
Yeah, and that food that you shouldn't eat, that's like the welcome mat.
And they sell those 40 ouncers.
Oh, yeah, right there.
Unreal. That's how they get you.
How dare they?
I know, right?
Capitalism.
Good thing we got discipline.
We don't have a chance.
Discipline.
My God. We'll be back after this.
If you missed part of the show or want to share it with a friend, catch every episode of Mino and the Mayor on your schedule. Listen now at civicmedia.us or find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's easy to take Mino and the Mayor wherever you go. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. We're with the guy that's probably spending less time in his house than anybody I know, Cheese Curd Nick. Well, if he isn't grilling up cheese curds, is on the water?
Yes, sir. I've been on the water. I had, 5-6 days off, and I fished every single one of them. Had a couple charters this weekend. Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
And where and what do you catch?
Perch and up in Sturgeon Bay.
Nice.
Yeah, so it was Saturday. I had a charter on Sunday. Well, I actually had a double, but the afternoon one canceled because of the rain. So I wake up Sunday morning, packing everything up. I look to the north, and I'm like, looks a little dark.
Yeah.
And look at the radar, and it's all red and lightning bolts on it. And I'm like, Pete Petoniak yesterday said no rain until the afternoon. And, we had to postpone that one for a couple hours. But
so do you pay the people? What happens? How does that work? Like if they come over from Minnesota, and they've got one weekend and it rains.
Yeah, well, The thing with that is they came from Platteville. They seen my advertisement on Facebook. Hey, we're visiting. We've never been to Door County, so we want to go. We like perch, so we want to go perch fishing. I said, okay. And I gave them, you know, the time. And, you know, I said, it's normally 7 o'clock start. Okay. And then, so anyway, you just meet them at the boat launch. And, you know, like I offer everything. You got to bring, you know, if you want snacks or if you want something other than water. I provide everything else, and then we go fishing for 5 to 6 hours. And
but if it rained and they couldn't go out,
well, rain is
or
yes,
lightning or whatever.
Well, rain is yes, you still go out in rain, but lightning I postponed it. You know, it was a 7 o'clock start. We started at 8:30.
Okay, that's not bad then. Yeah, and you know it's kind of funny though, because I remember doing a walleye story with these people up in Sturgeon Bay, right out of the yacht area
Shipping Channel,
and where the guy even said, where are you guys from in Minnesota? And they told him, it's like, you know, you got some of the best fishing.
What are you doing here?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, but you know what? We saw this TV show about here, so we wanted to try something
else.
That's
a big thing. So Larry Smith does a lot of things, but I got a mind block now. Oh, Gillespie. John Gillespie.
Yes. And okay, I'm going to be honest with you. They said they had seen John Gillespie's show, And that's why they wanted to come there.
Yep. Yeah. So John Gillespie had a show on this past week in O'Connell for perch and fish after fish after fish. And this was it aired on Saturday. And my buddy Paul at North Shore Bait, he sold over $1,200 in minnows Saturday and Sunday. He ran out of minnows. And his bait guy, the bait truck that comes around, he wasn't on the route for Monday, so he actually had to go and get minnows because he ran out.
Well, that's a common thing with live bait these days.
Well, but
it's not like it used to be where, you know, people, that was their profession was live bait. Because, again, I made a living with night crawlers.
Right. So, but what happened was just because of that thing being on the radio or on the TV.
Right. There's a huge rush.
Yeah, there was it was like, hey, we got to get there, and then he gets wiped out. So, yeah, social media and the right social media and the right, you know, YouTube stuff catches like wildfire, you know, and then everybody wants to do it.
Up in that area around Door County, though, I mean, there's a little bit of everything. Because I know guys by the quarries there for bass fishing, they'll say that's some of the best bass fishing in the country. Perch now are back. They're just slamming. We have the charter guy here out of Kewaunee. He said they were just slamming.
And that's a
charters.
Cool thing to do with father, son. It's different. I mean, you can golf a lot. You can sit at the beach forever, but... Yeah, a charter. How much is
charter is $425 for a half a day, two people, and then it's $75 a person after the two people.
So what? I mean, that's great. You provide everything. Right.
Yep, I provide. Well, other than snacks, or if you want a soda, you know,
So they catch fish. Then what happens? Do you clean them?
I offer cleaning services, but I charge for it because it's it's time consuming.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything worse than cleaning fish.
Well,
I
hate cleaning fish so much, it's unbelievable.
So yesterday Yesterday I went on my own. A friend of mine wants some fish. He's not in the best of shape, so he wanted some fish. So I kept some fish yesterday. I caught 15. I had to take the cat to the vet. We went to TJ Highlands in Oshkosh because they have a tenderloin and lobster special. It's phenomenal. It's an hour drive, but I'll tell you what, if anybody likes high-end food.
What is it? Todd, you know this?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, TJ Highlands.
Yep.
They're running a special this week. Surf and Turf. I don't have any skin in the game with them, but Surf and Turf for $59. You get a lobster tail and you get your choice of a six or 8 ounce fillet or a New York strip for $59.
That's great.
All I saw in your picture was that the tail had been eaten.
Yeah, that's why I asked my wife. I asked my wife, where did the tail go? But anyway, so I went down there, came back, and then I'm cleaning fish at 8 o'clock at night, and I had 15 perch done in a half an hour. And my wife is like, you're pretty, you're getting very efficient. I'm like, yeah, tell me about it.
I made the mistake of doing? I went white bass fishing.
Oh, yeah,
and came home with a bucket of white bass.
Oh, yeah, it's a great, it's like, hey, look at all that. Then
you got to clean them all.
Then you got to clean them all.
Do most people?
They ended up in a garden.
Do most people keep the fish?
Yeah, almost everybody keeps it. Yeah. You know, I just started chartering this year, so I've only had three charters. Okay. I'm not using the charter fishing as my main source of income. So it's just like, if I get clients, I get clients. If I don't get clients, it's not going to hurt my feelings. None.
Yeah.
It's not like the guy that you guys had from Kewaunee where that's his living.
Right.
You know, so it's just, if I get 10 clients the whole year, so be it, you know, whatever.
Fun.
But it's something different to do.
Well, actually he has another job with that Schwaben on, he was telling us about, but because the days I think of people putting all their eggs in that basket of having a good season, I don't know if those guys are around as much anymore.
There's not as many, but there are still guys that's their living, and that's why they have to promote, and that's why they have to spend, and that's why
are the guys you'll see at the fishing shows, like at whatever, because they have to do that.
Yeah, but
I think that guy's son though is in.
Yeah, he's in it too. But so is he.
Okay,
he also has a regular job. They both.
Okay, all right.
Yep.
But
that's what a fun thing to do, because you're probably like going to do it anyway.
Absolutely.
Well, like those people from Platteville, he was a farmer. He's never been to Door County.
Yeah.
And then we go in, and then we were in the channel, which is a channel. You got marina boats, all that stuff. And then we went up to Pottawatomie Park, and he's like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay, Jim and I talked about something, though. People have to see places, even Green Bay, they need to see it from a different perspective, which the water gives you.
It does. Yeah. And Door County is so well branded, you know, and right. I don't know how it, but it, people just, it's so, and then you get there and there's so many other things that you can do when you're there. Like you said, there's a lot of great things, but then the right. fishing is just a whole nother lane that yeah. you can see. I just, Johnny's, to see a community from the air, from the water, is just two views that people sometimes don't get to enjoy.
Oh, right.
And I remember the first fishing story I did with Big Al Sampson
yep.
out of Two Rivers, and I go to Al. I said, what is it? Is that a prison? Is it a whatever? He goes, that's the high school. I said, my God, that looks the size of a, and it just looked just totally. On that hill, yeah. kind of just it looked like a castle.
Right,
right.
It's like, this is Manitowoc with this right. castle.
Right.
Well, but you never would have seen no, that you perspective went
to, or that hot air balloon or hang gliding or something. Right. Just really to get low, not. Flying over at, 30,000 feet.
Well, like, see, my wife loves Pottawatomie Park. Well, she's a fall person. Her birthday's in October. She's a very, fall colors and all that stuff. And I'll tell you what, another thing, like, she loves, have you guys driven through Pottawatomie Park?
I have.
Okay. Sure. Have you driven all the way down to the boat launch?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, it's all twisty, turny. Yeah. And then there's a section of road where there's trees in the middle
okay.
and all that stuff. And that's all, when, if you're into that, that's a huge, like, oh my all God, right. this is beautiful. And then, even when you look at Pottawatomie Park from the water, you have all those leaves changing on that ledge because all those trees are up on that ledge. And it's, as a nature thing, it's great. That's why yeah. everybody was so excited that the new tower, that right. tower got reopened. Replaced, yeah. reopened. Because you can look over,
yeah.
you can look over Sherwood Point on that tower, you oh, can yeah. out into the bay, out to the north,
yeah.
out to the quarry, all that stuff. So it's,
So we just have, I love Wisconsin for, the beauty that, I was just reading this thing this morning about the Hamptons, of course, yep. Out in New York, and they were just talking about how hoity-toity the people are out there, and the cops, just some of the weird complaints they got. A guy called, and he's just like, I'm just hearing this, because they're very stuffy people out there. I'm hearing this noise, this constant, like, humming noise, and guys like, that's the ocean. And another lady called to complain because the construction worker was working on his property next door didn't take his shoes off.
Oh my God.
Construction worker.
Oh anyway, my God.
But
Have you ever been there?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
My daughter, she works up there.
She works, yeah. That you guys drive this little far out there.
It's so.
It I is.
Mean,
I mean, I
the
would
traffic.
Wanna,
right, two places she said that goes. Are terrible, Cape Cod and the Hamptons.
Yeah.
So the Keys have horrible traffic too.
Yeah, I haven't been down there, but the
oh yeah, one lane each way, and you're going 15 miles an hour for the next 2 hours.
But they're both worth it. I don't know if worth it is the right word, but Cape Cod is a takeover. That's
their destination. That's nice. Right. Yeah. Anyway. So got any big gigs coming up?
Oh,
I know you've had some rough weather.
Yeah. June
your worst month ever for
this year's been the worst month.
And Wednesdays they've been picking on you.
So. Yeah. So here's the thing. It's going to rain today. It's going to rain today, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah. Nicely. Okay. Yep.
So today, if it rains today at the farmer's market, that means it's 5 for 7 on rain.
We're talking about that.
5 for 7. 5 for 7.
Well, we had Mary Rohde on here on Broadway, and she says, she had a smile on her face, but you just tell us, like, we've had enough.
And some of us complain, we pay the city band concert to $3,000 to play for 1 hour at St. James Park, and they sometimes play and there's 40 people there. It's like, can't you guys cancel and play the next day or play a different
day?
Right. Because nobody's going to come in the rain,
Right.
And well, whereas you guys,
do the crowds still come out for you?
Well, I think they do because it doesn't rain for 4 hours.
Here,
or does it?
No, it doesn't. Well, it has.
Really?
The one at, so 2 weeks ago, I think they said 40% chance of rain, and it rained from 3:30 until 8.
Yeah.
Well, okay, and that's a long time.
But it's not, the problem is it's the area that we're in. So, like, in Green Bay, if you're going to the farmer's market, right, like, you guys, let's say you guys like going to the farmer's market every week, right? Well, it's raining. So what do you think you're going to say when it's raining?
Right.
I'll go next week.
Go next week.
Right.
If I have an event in Door County where you have all outsiders coming in, they're going to go and they're going to say, we're here. We're spending a lot of money to be here. We're going to go.
By God, we're going to go.
We're
going to
go.
Right.
Yeah. So
that is true.
That's how it's different. So, like, if you have a local every week farmer's market or every week event and it rains, we'll just get it next time. Yeah,
that's a good point.
But the problem is that the next time has been rain and rain and rain. So this year I've had, I believe, 10 events either canceled or affected by rain.
Wow.
Nick, my phone says 84 and sunny.
Not this one in here.
Nope.
No, I don't know. Are you sure where you're getting your stuff from there?
So Fox 11 this morning, it's 60% from 3 to 6.
I don't even know what this is. Yeah. Wow.
You're looking at some other town in some other state, I think.
Hey, what's that song from, is it The Pretenders, Here Comes the Rain Again?
Oh, from the Eurythmics?
Eurythmics, yes.
All right, we're going to start a quick break. Cheese curd, Nick in the house. Wait till you see the people you got coming on at 7:06. We got a great lineup, including Big Mouth and the Power Tool Horns will be here at 8. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a beautiful Wednesday morning. She's Kurt Nick in the house. Got Brian Slinger and Christy Sickle coming in talking about their 24-hour ultra relay coming up on Washington Island.
Darn, we're busy.
We didn't get in. They shut it down.
I read that they're sold out. So
we got Patty coming in from Moving with the Malcors. John Kramer headlines for the Press Times, including Big Mouth and the Power Tool Horns. Terry Barr, we got a full slate. But Cheese Curtain, Nick, gotta ask you, heading into the fourth like this, and we had a lady on yesterday that was a lot of fun. Talked about different things she tries to do for the fourth. Do people come to you ever and say, hey, throwing this big bash in the fourth, I want you, what kind of a menu could you give me? Does that ever happen?
It does, but
you don't take them up on it?
We can't leave Door County. We honestly can't.
Oh, you got your gig there now, huh?
Well, it's just, there's a lot of money there. Okay.
Right.
Let's be honest.
And the other thing
for example, I got 1,200 pounds of cheese curds for 3 events in Door County. I got stupid amount of brats. I think I got, I don't know, 25 cases of burger we're rolling up. You know, it just...
And when we talked to her, and people try different stuff, but, I mean, what you just said is the staple.
Yeah.
Burgers, brats.
Well, I have satellite radio, so I listen to satellite radio, and I think yesterday, the day before, they said, you know how many hot dogs are going to be eat in the month of July alone?
Yeah.
Nationwide. 8 million
I believe it.
Hot dogs.
Me too.
But you know what? Nobody's had to improve on the hot dog. Nobody's had to. They can talk about different, but
And when they try, it's...
Yeah.
They sell some of them. You see that stuff with hot pep stuff built into it.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, like your thing. You know, you had a whole bunch of stuff there.
Those are really good hot dogs.
My point is that when they try to put stuff in, I can put stuff on.
Yeah.
I dig through till I find.
Well, just like you didn't like the strip. Not strip.
No, I like tripe.
Tripe.
Yeah. I don't like when they put stuff in. I'll make that decision. Just give me, you know.
So here's the thing with that. You know, there's an art. You know how everybody's got all these. Remember like 10 years ago how all these different burgers were coming? You know, the guacamole burger and this burger and a Western burger. And, you know, you
Hawaiian have, burger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I honestly.
I am getting
you
hungry.
Give me you give me a juicy burger with some fried onions and cheese.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
A lightly toasted buttered bun.
Totally agree.
You know, that trumps anything.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't care what you're putting on it.
Yep.
Yeah.
My mouth is literally salivating. I mean, I'm not even joking about that.
I was going to bring in food today. You just had the hot dog thing, and then it's the 4th of July, so I didn't want to wear you guys out for like 4th of July.
Thank you. No, don't.
Keep us fresh.
We're trying. No, we had, I had a bad night.
But
last night.
Next time I come in.
So you're right about that. I'll take just a good cheeseburger, and I'd like the onions on it, whatever, and I don't need a lot else. No.
But I'm not going to turn it away if it's got a little pineapple and teriyaki.
But
on
I'm,
it.
You know what I'm saying, right. But if overall for a burger, just like a you want a juicy burger done medium well, so it's got some, you know, it's juicy yet. Onions, and you know what, I get it, people don't want, but a nice slice of American cheese to have it melt all in there, toasted bun.
Okay, I add two things. I do two things, though, that most people probably don't. I only use mayonnaise on my cheeseburgers.
All right. That's all right.
And I love putting green olives on there. Sliced green olives.
I can understand that.
Me too. That adds a little salt.
Yeah.
You know what I...
Dill pickle.
I have gone.
Huh? Oh yeah, can't beat that.
We had just a luncheon at work, and it was like burgers, and you add the stuff. They didn't have cheese. I didn't eat the burger. I'm not kidding, John. I did not. Yeah. Eat
I agree.
It. I just like, you know what?
I gotta have a cheeseburger.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny is so we ever on our menu.
If they're out of them at Quick Trip, I don't even buy it.
Right.
So like when I vent,
I'm with him. I'm totally with you. On
Am
that.
I a snob or what?
Yes. When I'm venting,
we're Wisconsin people.
You know what? Mess around. I bet you 30% of the people that like want a burger because I just have burgers, brats, hot dogs on the menu, right? You don't have cheeseburgers? No, the cheese is in the cooler, and they're like, "What?" I'm like, "I don't charge for cheese. You can make a cheese sandwich if you want on top of your burger. Like if you want to pile on the cheese, you can."
You know what I put on a hamburger?
I don't charge for cheese. So it's funny when we're talking about how you don't want to eat a cheese if a burger if there's no cheese on it. Well, I don't want a burger because I want cheese. No, cheese is in the cooler, and then their eyes light up and they're like, "What?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I don't charge for cheese."
I told Jim about this that like
what
Julie bought from Door County. Pimento cheese spread on a burger was phenomenal. Have you ever had pimento cheese?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, is that good?
That is good.
Whole different flavor.
Jim, you were kind of staring off into space, imagining something. So can you fill us in on what you were thinking about?
If you're busy, there's a line of people, and I saw the sign, hamburgers, brats, and cheeseburgers. I'd go to the next guy who had cheeseburgers. Nick, I'm just telling you that. So I would do something... hamburgers, whatever, $5, cheeseburgers, $5 or something.
You know what I hate about those places?
I just say I don't want you to lose any business because if you don't have cheeseburgers, I'm going to the next line. I'm just telling you.
But
you know
what
I know you do, but it's in the cooler. How the hell do I know it's in the cooler?
Tell me about this, though. Don't you hate it when you buy a hamburger at a place like that and they just take the piece of cold cheese and put it on it and call that a cheeseburger?
I would rather melt it.
It's shredded. I offer shredded cheese, so it actually does melt. It'll melt because the burger's still hot.
What are we, mind readers at these things? Nick, you got to put that on the poster.
Jim, so here's the thing, because you don't frequent me hardly at all.
I did at the draft.
Your lines are too long.
So anybody that comes,
nobody goes there.
Because he's explaining that the cheese is in the cooler.
Yeah.
I want to move the line along.
Yeah, I'm with him on this one, Nick. Well,
Nick, we'll get you some t-shirts.
The cheese is in the cooler.
Boom.
Okay.
Todd's our idea, man.
Yeah. But here's the other thing, Jim. Even if I didn't have cheese in the cooler, I got cheese curds. So you can, when you get your cheese curds,
good point.
You can throw the curds on the burger.
All right.
Cheese curd, Nick, where are you going to be this weekend, buddy?
So tonight, in the rain, bring your poncho.
Broadway and Green Bay.
Broadway and Green Bay.
84 and sunny.
Thursday, Egg Harbor for their 4th of July event. I know it's on the 3rd, but it's on the 4th there. From 4 till fireworks. The 4th, we will be in Bailey's Harbor from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. just with curds. And then the 4th at night, Sturgeon Bay, 4 till fireworks.
Those are good communities, man.
Wow.
4 till 10, full menu there.
Can you say cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching?
That's why I'm not going to that party that you talked about on the 4th of July.
Right. Cheese curd, Nick, thanks for being here. We got Brian Slinger and Christy Sickle coming up. 24-hour marathon. Back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.